For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I want to talk Jaden Daniels for a moment. And coming up closer to 5 o'clock, we will paint the show red and we'll get you ready for Caps hockey leading up to game one as you traverse into the city tonight and you commute to the game. But this interview he did with John Gruden was just really impressive, I thought. A lot of the things he said went into more detail than he typically does. So I want to go through a couple of these things that he pointed out. But something that he mentioned was this idea of trying to get better this year, and to try to find some of his own tendencies so that he can do away with them, so that as defensive coordinators are game planning him based on the tendencies from a year ago, if he changes them, then they're still a step behind. This was him talking about getting better in year two.
I just think as a competitor, you're always trying to find little ways to get better. And for me, it's like last year, that's great, but it's a whole new year now, and I still got to go out there. I got to prove myself to my teammates, the organization, each and every day that I'm getting better. And then when it's time to prepare and when those games come, I got to know that, hey, how can I eliminate some tendencies, you know, stuff like that, because that's the big thing. You know, coaches are already trying to find tendencies of what this player is going to do so they can anticipate it and hopefully get you in that situation.
I love that phrase, eliminating tendencies. There are a couple of subtle little things that, frankly, don't matter if you know them all the time because he can still beat you. His good is better than your good. But as an example, last year when he would pull the ball down and scramble to his right, he was able to throw the football still. And he would reset occasionally out of the pocket off to his right and, you know, get a base and a platform and throw the football. If he left the pocket to his left, you'd be hard-pressed. It might have happened once or twice.
There was the touchdown, I remember. He had to throw kind of across his body. Right. But it was so abnormal. He went, oh, my God, that happened.
Almost never happened. And as the year went on, it became a talking point with analysts that were studying. It came from coaches that were opposing the team. That one of the coaching points was, if he rolls out of the pocket to his left, he's running. If he goes to his right, he's going to look to continue to keep the play alive. Little things like that that become obvious with film study. If he can make changes, he becomes just that much more dangerous because now you're game planning against him with this thing that isn't even real.
Yeah, you're flat-footed, basically, and that's the point, is him moving and you flat-footed, and he wins. He's going to win more often than not as it is. But, yeah, I mean, not allowing defenses to anticipate. That, to me, is the key to offense, honestly. You have an advantage. You know where you're going, and they don't. If you make them or allow them to dictate to you, offenses become very pedestrian very quickly. And that was kind of, you know, the beauty most of the time of Kingsbury and Company, but that's what good offensive coordinators do, is they work those tendencies sometimes to your advantage, right? If you go against type where every time – I'm just making this up. That's more advanced than this. But every time out of a certain set, they've run – whatever play, right? And then they've shown you something 20 times or 20 for 20. The 21st time, they do something totally different off of that, planting breadcrumbs for people to follow and then going in a different direction. That can be both with play caller, could also be with a quarterback, right, where you're that aware playing three-dimensional chess.
This also is – this is not a Jaden Daniels point that I'm about to make. It could be about anybody. But I've mentioned how he says the right thing and says the exact thing that I would, like, write for him and hand to him and say, hey, can you answer this question this way?
Say it thusly.
if, in fact, he's practicing what he preaches, and it's all gospel, and I believe it to be, there's no reason why we wouldn't assume that. Just look at how last year went and how good he was as a rookie. Then I'm able to now picture him poring over his own tape and studying and analyzing himself, and with the steno pad out and a pen, jotting little subtle things down about his game. That's how you get better year over year. A lot of it is going to happen. Sure, you go to the gym, the physical attributes, you make sure that they sustain the foot speed and the mobility and the agility. But really, the leap from year one to year two on the whiteboard, proverbially, every single Sunday from one to four. And now I need you to take that info, and I need you to use it to better yourself. And the best way to do that, to me, self-scout. Let me find out, what did I do well? What didn't I do well? What gave me problems? Because you know when you got lucky. You know when you got fooled, and maybe nobody else does. Hey, I pulled the ball down. I still got a scramble for six, and Grant and Danny clapped like seals. But, man, I almost delivered that football into that bad window. Just the idea that he's sitting there studying that way. I'm not saying C.J. Stroud didn't, or some of these guys year one to year two that didn't make the leap weren't able to. But it gives you the best possible chance to do something really, really difficult, which is after the incredible first season that nobody had, to not take a step back like Stroud and so many have.
I think that's a really salient point. It reminds me, obviously not even close to the same, but just as a student forever ago, I remember going back. I didn't look at my notes all semester. Like, I actually went to this class, took notes, and I remember, like, right before the final, well, I was like, what the hell does this mean? My chicken scratch, these little things that I wrote down for myself, that was like 4 or 5 months ago. I didn't remember what I was doing. I was probably hungover. Like, what does this even mean? And I couldn't even study the material. Right? I mean, I know not exactly analogous, but it's one thing to say I went through it. Okay, so what? What did you learn from it? What's the 2.0? What's the adjustment? What's the improvement? And sometimes you go, actually, that was really good. I can keep that or whatever, right? But being able to grow from setbacks, being able to grow from adversity or problems, is not only good quarterbacking, it's good life stuff, right? And I think that's it kind of speaks to his character that he understands that.
This is from Jaden Daniels' interview going along with John Gruden. How about him on not turning the ball over? I found this to be instructive. He cited one of his former college coaches and one of their axioms that's in his head all the time, and you can just see the way he plays that he really takes this to heart.
This is preparation and timing. I remember my freshman year at Arizona State, I had a coach named Herm Edwards that told me, man, no matter what you do, make sure the possession ends in the kick. Whereas an extra point, field goal, punt, just make sure it ends in the kick. That means taking care of the football, being smart with it. Still, you got to take some risk in this game. But just being smart with the football, and I mean, I work hard to be able to want to place the ball where I want to, give my guys a chance and keep it out of harm's way.
First of all, yeah. I love that he acted like there's this obscure
there's
guy.
There's this guy. There's a general. You may have heard of him.
You guys don't know him, but he was a coach at Arizona State, this small school. You haven't heard of him. His name's Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards.
Oh, you mean play to win the game guy from
Hello?
The Jets.
Hello, that guy.
But Jaden Daniels, 331 completions and almost 500 attempts this past year. He only threw 9 interceptions, and it really could have been lower than that. A couple weren't even really his fault. But the 9 interceptions is even a little bit misleading because for the first half of the season, you know, the early part where you're doing all the learning and making all the mistakes, he almost never, ever, ever put the ball in harm's way.
Very few even risky moments where you go, man, that could have been picked.
I think that was probably the most stunning thing about his season and certainly the most mind-blowing, amazing thing about Jaden's rookie year. He didn't make the rookie mistakes very often, but that paradigm I love, this idea of, hey, punts are good. Maybe they're not better than touchdowns, but they're a hell of a lot better than interceptions.
Totally.
And with a kick. I love that. Yeah, I'm going to use that.
Especially when a third and 29 arm punt isn't the end of the world. But, yeah, for the most part, they can be devastating plays, talking about those turnovers. And usually with most mortal quarterbacks, you've seen some of those Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning or even Brady prolific seasons where they're immune to this, but there's usually 3 legs of the stool, so to speak, where leg one is prolific passer performances. That's huge, gaudy touchdown numbers, yardage numbers, etc. Leg number 2 is turnovers. Leg number 3 is sacks. You usually have to give on one to get the other, right? In other words, you're going to be a YOLO guy. You might throw it up for grabs a couple more times, gives your receiver a chance. See Grossman, Rex. What does that lead to? Interceptions, right? You're throwing early, you're anticipating. Or you're going to hold it for a long time. Might lead to more guys breaking open, maybe more prolific passing numbers. But again, you get sacked a bunch. Every once in a while, you get someone that's just playing it perfect that year and everything's humming. You get great numbers in all of them. But what we saw early on, honestly, was Griffin-esque, if you remember in 2012, not as many ball-at-risk kind of things. Like, let's be safe and let's be cautious, and your talent's going to shine through. But now as you kind of grow with this thing and get used to it, kind of the previous point we were just making, he gets more and more comfortable. You can throw with anticipation. You can let that go a hair early, knowing that your guy's going to be there. That trust and identifying the various trends and things the defense is trying to do.
Here's another answer that is straight out of, written for him. Basically, it's just like he gets it, man. And I don't get the sense that this is just a guy saying what people want to hear. I think he's just that likable and decent and awesome as a young kid. But the question was about year over year, essentially. Like, now that you have more weapons, now that Deebo Samuel's here, what are you going to do if they keep loading you up with pieces, if they get another two weapons in the draft when everybody wants the football? You've got McLaurin. You've got Deebo. You're trying to develop Luke McCaffrey. Austin Eckler out of the backfield, and Ertz, and Ben Sinnott's got to come on. They're all going to come to you and say they want their touches. I just thought this was a veteran answer from a young quarterback. This was a Kirk Cousins-esque answer. He used to say this on our
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Show all the time.
Hey, I don't dictate where the ball going. So that's what I tell them every time. Like, you're going to get the ball. I'm going to make sure you get the football. But, I don't dictate. The defense want to take away you, and that means somebody else is open. So at the end of the day, I know everybody wants to make an impact on the game. But, at the end of the day, a common goal, we want to win. I want to do whatever it takes to win.
Of Terry coming to the quarterback, like, I need the ball. And he's like, I don't determine where the ball goes. The guy that throws it, right?
Yeah, there's a guy with a headset. Just over there. Handsome. Good head of hair, deep voice.
Talk to him. He's like, I'm reading it out. Yeah. If the coverage dictates you get the ball, you will get the ball.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.